I have been assured that we are recording, so welcome to the pod!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude! We don't have a full barn today. Nick is obviously still at home with his baby boy.
Congrats, Nick.
Congrats, mm-hmm. Nick.
Good boy, Nick.
Hope fatherhood's treating you well.
Sweet baby boy.
He's got a sweet, sweet baby boy at home. Now, before we get into kind of everything that we need to dive into assess, apparently there's some crazy, crazy beef going on right now with Drake and Metro Boomin. So we are going to send it to our
rap correspondent,
kind of
hip-hop expert.
Cap expert.
Sure.
Mick Mahone. Mick, take it away. Explain what's going on here.
Got to use that mic.
Yeah, talk into the mic, jackass.
So, from what I have read on the internet, was the beef that has all started a couple years ago with Drake dropping a album with Jesus Christ. See, this is why I don't use the mic. It hits me in the fucking face. Wow. Drake's made an album with 21 Savage.
Inanimate object. So
it always smacks Foxy.
It always 100% jumps up. Look, if you take the thing off, it does. It hits me right in the face. Okay. But that all just started. Future wasn't on the project. 21 Savage was on the project. Metro Boomin didn't get to produce any of it. Metro Boomin started basically 21 Savage's career, launching him.
Okay.
And then Future and Metro Boomin made two albums with a bunch of Drake disses with other people coming on. And then that's just started a whole thing. A Twitter leaked song that some people say is AI. It obviously isn't. It did come out, and it kind of buried like The Weeknd, Future, ASAP.
They were taking shots at The Weeknd.
Yeah, what's The Weeknd about?
Oh yeah,
Abel.
The Weeknd did take a couple. The Weeknd took a couple shots at Drake, and then The Weeknd actually, I guess, is not from Toronto and claims that he is.
Gumpy? Wow.
And Drake
is this
also,
true? Gump. Go to. Hold on, we need to tap in our Canadian correspondent.
Thank you for that. Drake, we need to go to our Canadian correspondent. Gumpy, is that true?
It is right.
Yeah. Wow. Where is he from? Is he from like
Drake's not from Toronto?
No, Drake is from Toronto. The Weeknd is not.
The Weeknd is not from Toronto.
Where's he from? Is he from like Saskatoon or?
Sheboygan?
Where is he from?
It's in Wisconsin.
I don't know. He false claims his
sex. Yeah, but do we know if he's even
Scarborough.
Canadian?
Scarborough.
Yeah, he is from. Does say he's from Scarborough, Toronto.
Wow.
Like Nate Scarborough?
So it's a little bit of a.
Is that like the Bronx of Toronto?
It doesn't. It looks pretty.
Scarborough's on like the outskirts a bit.
Okay, so Long Island.
The Weeknd was on.
So this OVO. This son of a bitch was not running through the six with his woes.
No.
So Drake's literally. It's weird because Drake's just says Toronto, Canada, where he was born.
Yeah,
and it does say Scarborough, Toronto, Canada for The Weeknd.
Well, Drake
so
was born on top of that needle thing.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but also, I mean, yeah, Drake signed The Weeknd to OVO when he first started the label.
Remember?
And then also the first two people people that he brought on his first tour actually were ASAP Rocky and Kendrick. And he kind of put both of them on to a lot of people.
Drake did that.
Word for word, bar
so,
for bar.
I don't know if Drake necessarily put Kendrick Lamar on. I don't know if I'd agree with that.
No, he brought him on his
Dr.
first
Dre.
Tour.
How dare you?
So he brought him on his first tour.
You're right. How I'm sorry. You. I'm sorry.
It was Dr. Dre.
Well, if you can look
he brought
real
him on
quick,
his first tour.
I
understand.
Hold on. I apologize. I got kind of out of line there because I put the St. Elmo's Steakhouse ball cap on.
Go, spicy.
As you can see, it's Mitchell and Ness, so I thought immediately, like, I could go. I can't, obviously. Mm-hmm. I'm going to turn it back over to our rap correspondent. Go ahead, Mitt. Continue.
So it's just, I mean, it's a lot of people coming at Drake.
Son of a
bitch. Tony!
Oh, no!
Seemingly a beef.
You better think
started.
You do, son of a bitch. Huh? You prick.
Sounds like we may have a return of the soundboard. Mitt, so concisely wrap this up. Where are we at right now? What can we expect?
I mean, I want a full Drake album. It's not going to end up happening. We have two albums from Future and Metro Boomin produced them that have a bunch of features that have some beefs on them. And it's just not, I don't
Metro
know. It's
Boomin
all right.
Wants some more. I love
Kendrick
Metro
has
Boomin.
To respond now to the Drake response. Is where we stand.
You're not our rap correspondent, so I don't think you need to be weighing in on this, pal.
You knew actually was coming.
The future Drake beef also, I think, originated over a girl.
Yeah, it's kind of lame.
No.
What girl?
I don't know.
So you're telling me some piece of ash?
Yeah, right.
So the reason Future and Drake
started this
other?
whole yeah. rap and civil war.
Was it with Rocky? What? No, like this is another thing. The beef with Rocky is allegedly
Rocky Balboa.
No, ASAP Rocky. ASAP Rocky allegedly
tried to use that on a track.
Yep.
I guess hit it first from Drake's baby mama, and then also Drake said a bunch of stuff about how he like
Riri.
Yeah, about
does Drake's penis have anything to do with it?
I was just going to say, does this have anything to do with Drake's penis and or and or
Bobby
Juju's little Smokey that has recently been released?
No, I do think Drake's penis has a little more to do with Bobby Altoff drama that has her husband.
Is she the funny girl?
Allegedly.
She's the funny gal.
Who? What does it have to do with that lady? Because I saw a photo of Drake and the lady from the kids' basketball team that he took to Dodger Stadium on a date.
That could be her. Yeah.
What does that have to do with
Amari? Altoff?
Yeah, what does that have to do with?
Oh,
is
yeah,
that
her,
who they're saying the Future beef is with?
Her kid played at Sierra Canyon, right?
Yeah, he played at UCLA. He plays for the Hornets G League team now. Because
I saw a photo of her and Drake when the beef was being talked about on the internet.
Yeah.
Could be her.
That could be her. I don't know. It's a mystery woman.
Is Kim involved in this?
Okay, no,
Kiki,
Kim is.
Do you love me?
Kim is with OBJ right now. That's just a
known fact.
Yeah, that is a known fact.
True.
Big facts or just facts?
Like big facts, bro.
Okay.
Wow. Right.
If Odell,
huge facts.
If Odell picks Miami, that's when.
Have they been holding hands yet?
Lock it in. They're getting married.
Have they held hands?
I don't fuck.
Have they held pinkies?
I don't know. I think they've been at like dinners and shit.
You've been getting sucky.
I would fucking question. Hope. I mean, shit.
Whoa, man. Jesus.
Well, I mean, don't act like we haven't all seen the Ray J video. Everybody
Whoa.
Fucking sexy Canada.
Girl, you're shaking.
Okay, I think that covered it, right?
That's enough of that. Thank you, Mitt. I appreciate that. That is our rap correspondent / our no cap correspondent, Mitt McMahon. Does anyone have any bones to pick?
Boy, do I. But I would rather talk about Fallout.
Okay.
Yes. Come on.
Is it in there? Is it in the fodder?
No.
Okay.
No, we won't talk about the whole thing.
Okay, good, because I've only seen two episodes, and I agree with your sentiment. It is one of my favorite video games of all time. I play it all the way through at least once a year. First two episodes were fucking incredible. So I keep telling Zeet this. I have a real issue because in my basement, I have a projector and a new couch that I just got.
Nice.
It's so comfortable. I fall asleep in that probably four nights a week.
Sure.
I'll fall asleep at about 9 p.m., wake up about 3:30, and it's just like you go to Fallout. And I fell asleep 5 minutes into episode two.
Ooh.
I wake up, and 45 minutes has elapsed in episode six.
No.
And you got to find out, like, okay,
no.
I don't remember anything. I've done that fucking three nights in a row.
Oh, shit.
But it is truly, truly an achievement.
It's a work of art.
I'll tell you, this show is so good that I literally have fallen asleep for like 50 minutes throughout the whole entire series. I've missed certain parts. Still the greatest TV show of all time.
Yeah, it is.
What is?
Wow, you're calling it the greatest TV show of all time.
Not all time. I'll give you top 10.
Okay. I mean,
Shogun?
To be fair,
Shogun.
Like that's Shogun. The thing. Fallout, it will be multiple seasons.
Yep.
But it does have that type of potential.
How about this? How about this video game show or about a video?
I think
game?
Video game show or movie
adaptation.
I think it has it for sure.
It's up against that last.
Is it better than fucking Last of Us? Not a chance.
I would put it up ahead of Last of Us just because there's more shit.
Okay.
There's way more that's going on. Like Last of Us, it is, hey, there are a bunch of zombies and you have the cure.
Last of Us is also just basically like a full-on remake of the game. Mm-hmm. This is just based on like the Fallout universe. Sure. It's a completely new story. Well,
I also watched the trailer for...
Yes.
No, I haven't seen an episode yet, so
watch
take that with a grain of salt.
Okay.
I didn't see Pedro Pascal in it.
Walton Goggins is in it.
I know. Yeah, okay, but he couldn't hold Pedro's jaw.
Oh, easy, Tony.
And Grant Williams is also in it. Tony.
I know Grant's in it. He's shooting
easy on not being able to hold his strap.
So
I'm not putting him with Pascal.
Okay.
But, like, he is so
I love
fucking
Walty.
Good. He's
Walty
so
Goggs.
Good.
Yeah.
Just wait till
Salty
like,
Goggs.
This might be
he is a bit of a salty dog.
Might be his best role.
Who's overseer? I
think so.
It might be.
This is episode one.
Kyle MacLachlan.
Yes, I like him a lot.
The original Paul Atreides from Dune.
Oh, that is the original Paul Atreides.
I'll watch it tonight.
You should. The first episode.
First episode's awesome. Awesome.
Okay. First two are like an hour each, and then it's like a 45-er, and then it's back to an hour.
Need the 45.
I need to do a show because I started.
That last episode's very, very long.
I started
very long.
A weird
like
show
an hour
last
20.
Night that I'd like to get off of.
What?
It's called Baby Reindeer.
It sounds awful.
It's on Netflix. It was like number two or number one. Yeah,
trending.
Yeah, behind the prison show or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's a true story, so it's interesting, and it's about this stalker that is fucking insane.
I don't have the bandwidth to watch any type of shit like that anymore.
And it's got like 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, so it's good. It's interesting. I'm not going to stop watching it, but it's weird.
Okay.
Dark. Super weird.
Tony, a little more of an alternate or a different angle. Who told me to watch Sugar on this show? I think it was Z. It might have been Connor because it's an Apple.
First of all.
Okay. Dana White has great taste in shows because it's absolutely
Dana White
fucking
by
awesome.
Way of Viva La Zito.
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely awesome. The premise is this guy who's finding missing people. It's fucking awesome.
Okay, so something to think about then. Watch Sugar. I also love Colin Farrell.
So do I.
Yeah.
He's very good in it.
I will say, if you have him, if you need a show, though, watch Fall.
Colin Farrell killed a guy in real life?
Yes.
Yeah, he did.
But he was in a bar fight, actually.
Could never be proven.
It's probably self-defense.
So he didn't.
Bingo.
No, he's probably saving somebody.
Okay. Maybe.
It is a crazy story. If you Wikipedia, it is pretty fucking
check it out. It's pretty sweet.
Was it when he was doing his role for SWAT?
Yes. It was when he was preparing for Jim Street.
Okay. So that makes sense.
I also, this time next week, I will be done with Better Call Saul.
Ooh.
I tell you, that last episode, man.
Season 6, it's really cool because you're finally getting into some of the Breaking Bad stuff. Not like all of it, but like there are little tidbits.
There's a bigger one, though.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, because they're in the show. I know that. Yeah. But, like, the people who die in the Better Call Saul and, like, where they are. Mm-hmm.
You could literally put that episode that they're going to show you later on the season and put it with Breaking Bad. It leads right to it. It's like the coolest thing ever.
No, I'm pumped for this, for the last two. I'm on the last two.
Yeah. Right. Love that. We had Thursday and Friday off because of the Masters. A couple of us. You know, we left Indianapolis. We went. Anything to report from everyone's weekend?
Gump.
I was gonna say Gump had kind of a legendary tryst in Boston.
I heard Gump did witness the new Boston curse.
That Fenway is undefeated.
What's the new curse?
Always will be.
Talk spit on the wall.
Yeah, I mean,
spit on the green monster.
On the monster.
Talk.
No spitter.
Talk doesn't have respect for a lot of things. The Fenway is awesome. Seaport is unbelievable. I've never been to that part of Boston. Hotel. Never really been out in Boston. Went out for a bit. It was just.
Did you go see Old Ironside?
Did you see Paul Revere?
No, didn't hit the Freedom Trail this time. I hit it last time I was
there.
Okay,
all right.
So you've seen him.
Oh, yeah, I've hit the trail.
Faneuil Hall, whatnot.
Yeah, but it's just anytime you go to Boston.
You're so set for your citizen test.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen almost everything.
Philly was cool.
Have you been to D.C.?
Haven't made it to D.C.
You need to go to D.C.
It's pretty cool.
Got to get you up to D.C.
I am trying to make it everywhere.
Myrtle Beach.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. That's on the
Myrtle,
test.
Yep. That is on the quiz. One road in, one road out.
Bruce, you had a wedding in San Antone, correct?
I did. It was awesome. I do actually have a bone. I'll just say it's against renting tuxedos in general. So I was in my buddy's wedding, open up the bag. There's just no bow tie. They gave me a long black tie, and I remember distinctly.
And you're a groomsman, so you need a bow tie.
Needed a bow tie.
When did you check the bag? Not till you're in San Antonio, I assume.
So I had it altered, and I could have sworn that I got like a switcheroo after the altercation. But I guess I just probably didn't check at all.
Were you a bit of a jackass to the guy who was measuring you? Because they might have said, like, hey, fuck this guy. Throw a really long tie in instead of a bow tie.
Did you do it here, Men's Warehouse?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I wasn't going to flame him.
Did you get the stinky guy?
The smelly guy.
I wasn't going to flame him. I wasn't going to flame him, but I don't distinctly remember him being stinky.
You would have.
He did measure me, and then I showed up, and my pants were like MC Hammers.
You should have just worn them, dude.
Yeah, you're kind of right. I maybe shouldn't have gone back the next day to get him altered. But I was very, very angry at the time. Luckily, another groomsman had an extra bow tie, so shout out to him. Shout out to Beans. Yeah.
Shout out Beans.
Hey, Beans.
Wait, Beans from Even Stevens?
Bernard Aaron Garens was the best man at the wedding.
Holy shit. But yeah, it was a beautiful wedding down there. Texas is all. Every time I go to Texas, I come away thinking, man, Texas is fucking awesome, but I've never been in July.
That's what I was just about to say.
Just said the same exact thing when I was home in Boston, like verbatim. Every time I go to Texas, I fucking love it.
Except for we've never been there in July.
Never in the summer.
Yep. And probably will never go because I think everyone in Austin, like I was talking to some people, I guess everyone in Austin just leaves and then comes back.
Because it's so darn hot.
Because it's so damn hot.
And less waiting, though.
You just either go to the lake or go to a pool or don't go outside.
Go to, what's that fucking?
Lake Travis.
Coral Gables. Is that what it is? No,
Coral Gables,
Florida. What's
Lake,
over by,
Lake Travis?
No, it's over by Galveston. It's right on the Gulf.
Oh, fucking goddamn! Not PCB. That's in Florida. It's San Marco Island.
No, yeah, that is one of them. But it's like a little community. They have like three, and I didn't know this. They have like not the size of Long Island, but they have those setups along
South
the,
Padre Island.
That's what I was thinking of.
Along the East Coast.
That looks amazing.
It's not really called an island, though. God. Fucking damn it.
That one of them is just Galveston, and then another one is Port Arnassus.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of a specific one.
Corpus Christi.
There it is. Corpus Christi. Boom.
Ooh, Homo Salina. Salina.
She's from Corpus Christi?
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Anything for Salinas.
Anything for Salinas. Mate, you do anything?
Yes, I actually also went to a wedding. It was here in Indiana. My mom came into town. Big nice. Family wedding. And, yeah, it was pretty fun.
You all boozed up?
Yes, I did get all boozed up. Oh, it was a bunch of guys that I went to college with and played some football with and stuff like that, so it was pretty fun.
Was it in Putnam County?
No, it was sadly not in Putnam County. It actually was, like, past, like, Westfield. It was so north. It took forever to get back. Terrible. Whatever.
Hey. You just said it was awesome.
No, that was awesome. The ride back was really bad because...
You were all hungover and shit?
I mean, I was, like, still really drunk, came back that night. Uber took, like, 25 minutes to get there, that whole thing. We're in the middle of nowhere, kind of.
Sure, quite the rigmarole, if you will.
Yeah, so it was, like, super awesome, and then they all leave, and then I'm, like, just sitting there with my buddy. I'm like, oh, well, our Uber is still 25 minutes away, so we just have to sit here with nobody.
Did
mom
tell you to stop drinking?
No, my mom did not tell me to stop drinking. She did leave early at, like, 9, because she had a flight at, like, 6 in the morning.
Okay.
Sounds like
it was a good weekend over there. What?
Just on the wedding front,
okay.
Being a groomsman when it's like all taken care of well is fucking awesome. You like don't have to really think about much at all, your transport, all that jazz, like waiting for Ubers and shit.
That's how it should be at most weddings if you're a groomsman, I feel like.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know. I'm just saying like versus just going to, like that was my first time like being a groomsman in a wedding where it was like destination kind of with like buses there and back.
Gotcha.
And just having it all figured out versus everybody else is like, you just feel like $1 million the whole time.
Yeah, I love that. Anytime it's set up like that, it is the best.
Yeah. Sick. It's nasty.
Yeah,
so sick.
All right, well, let's get into the five because I believe it's just packed to the fucking gills.
Yeah.
And what better way to start than to introduce Chili's new espresso martini?
Come on.
Yes!
Can you believe that? It's made with tequila, just how Katie would like it. Who's Katie?
Ooh. Katie's Vanderpump.
Hey, random fact for you guys. Joey from the WWE with the leather jacket, that's his sister.
Really?
Yeah.
Joey. Which one?
From the WWE.
He's the guy that always videotapes.
The leather.
Oh, really?
That's which Joey's sister.
Came to the office on the with left the Hardy or the
right?
Boys.
Yes. Which correct.
On the left or the right?
Left. Katie. Katie's his sister. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. She was on the right.
It's funny that this just
is that
came
right,
out.
Gump?
What's that?
It's funny that just came out. I actually just watched my first episode of Vanderpump on one of the days that we were off. Drove me fucking insane.
I have seen a good
show
amount.
Something.
If you, are you not
scandalous? It's good heat, brother.
He is the single person that drove me fucking insane.
He hates Pittsburgh.
Tom Sandoval?
You hate Scandoval?
Yeah, well, number one, he hates Pittsburgh, okay? Yeah. And then some dude made out with, I think the other Tom made out with some other girl.
No way.
14 years ago, and they made a big deal about it, and it drove me fucking insane. So I won't be watching my second episode of Vanderpump.
The Toms are always up to no good.
The Tom-Toms are always up to something. But
Lisa just carries.
The fact that Chili's has got Express Martins, okay.
Big deal.
I thought that was huge news in our universe.
Is Chili's a little late to the game?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, but they are ahead of the other chain gang. I think they're the first chain.
Applebee's made a huge
tell me this. Next
today.
Restaurant.
Gump, hit him with it.
Applebee's just signed with the NFL, brothers.
They did, but do they have Express Martin?
I don't know.
They're going too soon.
Might be the great equalizer.
Could you imagine the same campaign with Connor and Gumpy as Espresso Boys?
At the Bees.
At the Bees, yeah.
That'd be
a bad idea.
I mean,
should we start?
just you know.
Bees, if you're
TV, and then I think I'm going to Chili's, brother. That's just me.
I am seeing that Applebee's does have espresso martinis.
See, what I don't understand about this move is like, I get it. Katie likes it with tequila.
I hate it with tequila.
Yeah, I had, we had it with Mana.
Yeah.
It was good.
Edamame.
But gosh damn.
Too much.
Fucking you speak heat, of brother.
Edamame?
Yeah, edamame. Yeah.
That's how they say it in Montreal. That's how they should say it everywhere, because that's how The Rock says it.
I mean, edamame. It would have been nice to know this, or if this would have been a thing when we were at the Chili's in the Chicago.
Was it Chili's
area
or Bee's that we were at?
Before Raw with that guy. We were at Chili's, and that, maybe our waiter had the sweet haircut.
Maybe. maybe the worst chicken tenders of all time.
Oh, you just hated Gump because he spilled all the drinks on you.
Yeah, he did that too. That Chili's. Also. The chicken tenders, if you need a fork and knife to get through chicken tenders, it's not a good sign.
Yeah, but it was also sweet how we got the bottomless chips and salsa, and he brought them out and then stepped on the entire, basket of chips, and then we finished them in 2 seconds and then never got another one.
He also maybe greatest haircut of all time.
Yeah, no, sure. I mean.
Also, everybody got the chicken fingers except for me.
Yeah,
I
should have. You got
the fajitas.
You made the right call.
You did.
Well,
you did.
I mean, if fajitas are on the menu.
You saw that video, by the way?
Get them.
What video?
Of the selfie solo waiting for
the fajitas coming out?
Fajitas coming out?
I did not, actually.
Oh, I thought you filmed it.
Yeah, remember you flipped it around.
Oh, yes, me. Yeah. Yeah, that video, it's a good video for sure. Boy, do I look high.
Are
just,
you?
Let me just say, in the video?
Yeah.
We were in Chicago.
Yeah, we were in Chicago, bro.
Send the video.
5 feet away from it.
Yeah, and it was close to my face. I just didn't get the full walk-in. That was my problem. The other problem was that the Chili's just smelled so bad because all the marks were in there. but boy, I enjoyed it.
He's not wrong.
I enjoyed
he's not
it,
kidding.
Though. I enjoyed it. I did.
So this is huge.
Oh, wait. Remember they just hired that guy in the Cowboys?
Yeah.
They just gave a guy
anything?
He immediately became top of the food chain.
He was, yeah.
I haven't had a restaurant experience
like
that in quite
some time.
You know the Chili's
sells more margaritas than anywhere in the entire United States?
Did know that.
Huh?
I did know that, actually. Chili's does it.
Yeah.
That's why this is surprising.
It's not edamame. But
maybe that's why they just had their eyes on Maggie's for so long that they're just like, all right, let's dive into this.
Yeah, well, we'll definitely look into this and kind of report back.
I'll try one next time I'm there.
Yeah, for sure. Me too.
Tonight.
Next.
Make sure you get it how Katie would like it.
I don't know where this was at, but this place is called Jerk Off the Grill, and the guy said, "You want me to do what?"
It's good tweet.
That's good.
It
good
is.
Yeah. I think Z just sent this in.
Yeah, I sent this in.
Is this in Chicago?
I don't know. It was in the Explore page.
You shouldn't jerk off grills because they're hot.
Yeah,
they are hot.
But I mean, I would love some delicious jerk off this grill. We'll say that.
What do you mean? What's jerk?
If it was a factor
jerk
meal.
Jerk chicken, brother.
Yeah, if it was a factor meal.
If it was a factor meal.
If there was a factor meal on the grill.
This is one of their off weeks, but yes, indeed.
Nice. Still.
It's all right.
Good plug. We also learned this week, Zeke.
Oh, no.
Your method of fending off animals, maybe not the way to do it.
I'm still wondering about that because
Max Holloway said, for those that didn't see.
You're going to question Max Holloway?
Yeah, don't jerk off sharks because they will attack you. And if you've never seen the program before, if Zito's attacked by an animal, his first move is to jerk off said animal.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So what? I've never seen a shark's penis. I don't know what it looks like. I don't know how to jerk it off.
Oh, they got huge knobs.
Fucking
do they?
Huge,
yeah,
brother.
Massive.
So in my head, I was like, their penis is like their gills.
Holy shit.
Yeah, bingo. Exactly. Tony just saw for the first time.
Yeah. Fucking dong.
Yeah, I'm seeing it for the first time, too. They do have big dongs. Yeah.
Elephants.
Yeah.
So,
gentlemen, elephants.
Actually, their penises are yep.
Is it a gill?
I don't know.
Nah, I got big old dicks.
Like
big old
it's almost
dongs.
Like a fin.
I'm going to stop looking at it.
I will say it works 98% of the time.
But not
time.
On sharks?
Dude, it's like a pair of dick scissors.
Yeah, that's what it was confusing to me.
Upside down.
Are we allowed to show shark dicks on here?
They got two dicks, brother.
One for the plug.
They're called claspers.
Fucking, they clasp onto you. That's why.
put them around your neck if you get too close.
Yep.
It is confusing.
Apply pressure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Choke you out.
Now I got to see the other.
Don't.
Yeah,
Bruce all horned up again.
Well,
I'm not. I'm just looking for the
female shark.
Looking for the female end of the plug.
There it is, right there.
Oh,
couple dinghies.
Yeah, massive.
No twin dinghies.
Yeah, because sharks have sex with two female sharks at the same time.
And then that one is pretty funny from Colts 3D, the STL file dick penis shark.
Yeah, that's great.
That's funny.
Jeez, sir. It is.
It's just funny. So yeah, keep if you see stuff like this, you know, jerk off the grill or funny stuff like that, take pictures and put it on Twitter.
Yeah, just tweet it out.
Yeah, yep. Keep doing
with
it.
You want me to do what?
Yeah, exactly. Because guess what? It will be in the pod fod. Okay. Mm-hmm. Next. Yeah, this is kind of crazy. I saw it. Showering while you shit is crazy, not gonna lie.
Yeah, someone, it's funny, this is in here. Someone just sent this to me.
Really?
And we were talking, yeah, today, like an hour ago. And we were talking about how incredible a hangover with this.
I have a story for you.
You're 100% right.
Pooping and you're just getting drenched. Doused in water. Like, that is the goat.
I've been a part of this before.
Okay.
So I was staying at a buddy's place in Florida, St. Augustine.
Okay.
And they had a house for their relative, but he just recently passed away, so we were staying in there, and he was very old.
Rest in peace. So he's a ghost.
And the whole entire room was just like this. The shower was above the toilet, and I did douse myself while taking a number two. And it was pretty sweet. I just stood up and like washed my butt.
Yeah.
Just turn around.
Say, was there toilet paper in the vicinity in case you didn't want to take a shower while pooping?
Or and do I think that's the reason why they did it.
Or do you have to shower while pooping?
Sounds like this
old
man.
The nurse would go in there with them.
And poop a lot.
And just turn them around and fucking doss them down.
Yeah, stand up, old man.
Instantly, the only thing I was thinking, though, is like if you have a really, really messy, bad diarrhea and you get way too much water in there, that poop's overflowing. You got to be quick with the flush. That poop
See, I'm flushing as the poop's coming out.
So
I don't want poop sitting in the toilet while I'm showering. Yeah.
This room looks like 4x3. I was in a 10x10 probably.
Yeah, you got to open it up a little.
Is anyone going to bring up the window door that's also in this?
That, I saw that's where the nurse comes in.
That and it's actually a drive-through.
Hello, yeah. Okay.
Where they hand out soap and things to the town.
Hello, nurse.
I mean, that's also the coolest mirror I've ever seen.
It's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
Is that lit?
It's such a cool
as
mirror.
The kids
it's such
say?
A
no,
sink.
As like, the old it, folk would say that, is it lighted?
Is it on? I think so, because it looks to be reflecting off the wall in the back corner.
Yes, it does. It does.
It's different from the sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I guess you don't. Well, you know, that again goes back to your point. If do you have to take a shower every time you take a dump?
It feels
if
there's
say,
no
you don't
toilet
really
paper.
Need the sink in there.
No,
nah. Would, toilet paper is probably left side over here.
Okay,
like left, like where this person's taking the photo. It's on the wall.
Or maybe
right.
That's what they're.
Here's
expecting
what I'll say. Here's what I'll say. So if there is toilet paper there, you don't have to shower every time you take a shit, but you should shit every time you take a shower. In this situation.
Yes.
I think you're right. But also what you could do is you don't have to shower, but when you're done taking a poop, you discard all of your clothes and you stand up on the toilet and spread your butt cheeks apart and then just let, you know.
You don't
be careful
with
that. Porcelain can get
that,
very slippy when wet.
That shower head is on a rope, so you could just bring that to your butt.
Well.
Reality. You're right.
How'd this thing fall down, damn it?
You're right. It is a removable shower head, so you could
just put that between your legs while you're sitting.
Ty, are you doing that? You think
what?
Putting the shower head's removable? Are you putting it between your legs while
fucking you blumping yourself with the shower head?
Honestly, I might. I might.
Yeah, I'm
going to get a fucking
maybe put on
a
massage, turn it to the massage setting.
Yeah. Yep. Or just the jet stream and just fucking slice the poop in half.
Yeah.
It comes out.
Straighten your belly button.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
I like that. All right. Well, I
need one of these.
Yeah, if I come across this.
Or Mitt was telling me earlier, if he was in this situation, he would, because the water's there and it's good for your skin, he would poop into his
rub it all over his body.
Like a mud bath.
Step away for about 10 minutes to really let it soak into the pores.
Dry a little bit.
Have you done that before?
Smart, yeah.
Go fuck yourself. No, I've never done that before.
That's what you said.
Wait,
I've never seen this picture before.
Yeah, you did. You talked to me. You said,
you don't need the photo to rub poop on
you. You talked to me.
Don't lie.
I got a late addition to the pod fod, but Connor, did you see our boy, our Boston influencer, Boston area influencer, after he ran the marathon?
I did see that as well.
Who?
Davis Clark.
Did he shit himself?
The golfer?
Yeah, Bruce, finish your story.
Yeah, he ran the Boston.
Come on, Cody Rhodes.
He,
finish your story.
He ran the Boston Marathon and diarrheaed all over his legs and posted about it on
I will say
on
that
Instagram.
Happens, what, 3 out of 10 every runner?
It happens a lot, but it looked like a violent poop.
Yeah, it's
like,
crazy.
It wasn't like a...
That happens a lot. You can stop, though. It's just for the time.
You don't stop,
people
brother.
Take,
you
no, we've
story.
Seen pictures of people in yards pooping and stuff.
Yeah. This fucking robot announced he was running the marathon like 2 weeks ago, and he ran it under 3 hours.
Yeah.
Jeez. Wow. I did see that.
Mitt, are you still running the marathon next weekend or whatever?
I'm doing it. It's 2 weekends from now.
Okay.
He's a fucking dog, but yeah, that was a lot of poop.
A lot of poop
on that kid.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. That's my biggest fear is like, I've never ran 13 fucking miles straight, and I've never been in a situation like other than like a football game where you like actually can't shit for a certain amount of time.
How much PT do you have left?
Dude, I have no idea. I haven't been in 2 weeks. They hate me right now. It's bad.
Right now, probably a lot.
I mean, I still haven't even gotten my.
You should. This is actual advice. You should make sure it is you are physically okay to just run.
Are
that
you the
much.
Only patient digressing
really
right now too?
Point.
Digressing.
I mean, I don't know if I'm digressing. I haven't even gotten my second
boy. Pants, you are.
But
so you don't poop your pants. You have to eat as much mac and cheese as you possibly can.
Yeah, you got carbo load.
Yeah, or you could do like fettuccine alfredo with chicken.
That was my go-to.
And now I'm also worried about my back might just completely give out during this.
Just
so
try.
I definitely. Oh, need
put
to
tape
ask.
Over your penis.
The plus side, Mitt, you're not being flown to an island. You can just stop and nobody will care.
Yeah,
you're not trapped in fucking Timbuktu,
you could just
brother.
Walk right into the bar you're jogging past.
If you don't make it, you don't make
also,
it.
Also, not a terrible idea, just so we have something to talk about next week.
Poop
if you just
pants.
Do just shit your pants. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
please do.
Take a picture,
early,
record
early.
It.
Mile
yeah.
one.
Like, when is it?
I think it's in 2 weeks. Talk's supposed to be keeping track of it for me, though.
Okay.
Of your running?
Yeah. You two keeping track of anything together is probably a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
I also now I did realize I do need to get cleared by my chiropractor. So
I'm glad I brought.
What is there? A doctor at the starting line going, let's see your clear.
Hold on, let me see your paper.
That man looks like he got really crushed in his toy just a few months ago. Get him over here.
Show me your papers.
I really do not want to get cement put into my back right now at 25 years old. So
why is your chiropractor has to clear you to run? Yeah. Are you like illusion this whole thing? Are you laying on like a skateboard and like
because it's my lower back like right by my hips?
Oh, just get a fucking icy hot patch.
Yeah, DC Tiger,
you
brother.
Told this person that you're
going
to be running a half marathon?
Haven't told them at all. Barely talked to the guy. Kind of hate the entire experience, so I get in and out as fast as I can.
I mean, I think the number one person you check with is the body part of what you are in physical therapy for currently.
No,
and
that's
then you
not.
Go, and then you go to the back.
I don't think that makes sense.
No,
are you in PT for your back? Are you in PT for your back?
Yeah, wait, Connor, do you know why I'm in PT?
Oh, I thought you were still in PT for your leg.
No. I've been out of PT for my leg for like over a year.
Okay.
Oh, hey, congrats.
I thought you just broke your leg.
I thought it was your leg too.
That was like week 4 of the 2022 NFL season.
We talking
season.
A skateboarding accident?
Yeah, that was like over, yeah. That was almost
so this time
a year and a half
you had
ago.
That nasty kickflip trick you were trying when you... That's pretty good, Steve. That's pretty damn good. What are you in PT for?
I have a crooked back and like a little bit of a crooked spine.
Scoliosis.
They're trying to prevent scoliosis.
My sister had scoliosis.
I do. I'm pretty sure I have it right now.
I can be sure you do not, brother.
Yeah. Well, no. I would say mild. When I said I do.
Oh, I have the worst posture.
Isn't scoliosis this way, though? Not like
no,
scoliosis is all
it's
over,
left,
brother.
Right.
Oh,
left, right. Crocodile, it can be anything.
I got a massage the other day and they were like, your shoulders are a little rolled, you should start fixing that. I said, okay, I know. But
did you have a dude or dudette massage you?
A dudette, always.
I have to get surgery on my shoulder like tomorrow.
Now's
that
done, bro.
Not,
what happened?
Not hyperbole.
Off season.
It's just they've been bad since high school. I just never got them.
I'll go with you. We'll go together. Let's do it together. I could probably use them.
So bad, yeah.
I was gonna say I'll do an elective and just have elbow surgery.
Yeah, I need elbow.
Yeah, exactly.
I think my elbow and shoulder I could get. Let's
Can we
do
all
it.
Get Tommy John's?
That'd be all sweet. Let's do it.
I mean,
and just
I guess.
Go 90.
Let me call.
I'm not doing it.
Let me call Ella.
I'm just not doing it.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I'm not doing anything like this either.
I have to get both shoulders done.
What does it involve? Just adding cartilage? Is that a thing?
I have no idea.
Probably scraping a bunch of bad cartilage.
I think they normally add it.
I have no idea what it entails, and I never will because I'm never going to get it done.
Okay.
How about this, though? If they give you, like, hey, let's give you, like, an athlete's old shoulder that just passed away.
Yeah, in. Like OJ?
Like a shoulder?
Yeah,
like
we're going to slice,
we're gonna slice off Ted Williams' right arm.
Yeah, well, if that were to happen, that yeah, I'd get it tomorrow. Sick. I'd do it tomorrow.
You get OJ's shoulder because, you know, double jeopardy.
Yeah.
I don't want OJ's shoulder.
Okay.
A lot of players.
Full stop.
A lot of
I don't want it.
Next, before we go,
picking a dead guy, I want like fucking like give me Clint Eastwood's shoulder.
Well, have you seen him? Have you seen his photo?
He's that's got to be fake, right?
No. Oh.
I don't know.
I saw him like a year ago, and I mean, he looks like he's 193.
It didn't get community noted.
This fucking guy's still directing movies.
Yeah.
He's 103.
He can hardly stand up.
The beard makes him look much older.
It does.
I bet if he were to shave the beard, it would look a lot more like Clint, but he looks short.
Guys, he's 93.
I know.
93.
That's old as balls.
I know. I know.
Just, I don't know.
I
that,
hear you.
That just kind of.
What was the movie where he was the driver? The
Gran Torino?
No, the other one where he's
the mule?
Drug mule. I mean, yep. Was it called the mule?
The mule. Yep.
Clint's, I like that one.
Yeah, he's looked old
Indiana
as fuck forever.
He doesn't miss.
Well.
Yeah, okay.
That's not him.
What movie missed?
What missed?
You know that fucking one. Whoa.
You didn't like three.
First of all, that's not a miss, and he's not in it.
You son of a bitch.
Okay. That's fucking Ben Wade, the fastest hand in the West, Russell Crowe, and fucking Christian Bale.
And?
And
that fucking guy.
Yeah.
Who's a great bad guy.
Ben Foster.
There it is, Ben Foster.
Giamatti's in it?
No, Giamatti's not in it.
Ben Foster is the bad guy in basically everything.
Yeah.
See, can you read this one for us?
I got 200 cash dollars. Says that in it a bunch. Yeah, what is the? Please read the Spanish version of this.
Oh, jeez. When you think.
We just read the top.
Right, when you think. some of us remember a time when snakes didn't get trapped in the ceiling and take big shits.
Where's the shit?
Oh, just wait.
Oh,
my God.
That is a big old dump.
What the fuck?
I mean, I didn't know a snake had a butthole like that.
That is a log.
I didn't know snakes took shits.
There's snakes out there this big.
Yeah, shit old.
Huh? Saw that coming.
Anaconda.
Mitt, how much for you to eat that with a steak knife and a fork?
Yeah. or just a massive ice cream cone. Just stick it on the bottom.
A waffle cone.
Yeah. No, see, that's
just scissor the top.
That's shaped
off
in a way that you can use that as bread and put some meat.
Baguette,
perhaps. Actually, you know what? No, let's. Okay.
It depends on how bad
a bowl
I'm
in like a circular thing up to the top. So you have the option. You can either take like a. You can put whipped cream on the top and use a spoon, or you can take, like, Doritos and dunk them in there.
Yeah, like guacamole.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like a life or death situation for me right there. That's the most gross. That's, I can't even.
So if I gave you $100,000, you wouldn't eat that?
No.
Ooh.
200.
No.
It depends on what this
and
is.
Also, 200
is
grand.
Is this an antelope
Dude,
coming out?
Look how much shit
no,
that is.
No, it's just poop.
No,
it's
no,
poop.
I know, but the poop comes from something.
Like,
was this an antelope?
Get through
Did
that.
The snake eat an antelope?
Okay, yeah, we'll say it's a bit gamey.
Yeah, there's a little bit of red meat in there.
Yeah, exactly.
So to physically actually be able to eat that, I don't think I would.
200 like, grand, dude. I cut it up into little pieces like steak.
You have COVID, snakes. You can't smell or taste anything.
Ooh, oh, see, that does change a lot.
But your breath's going to smell like shit for the rest of your life.
Like, 200 is just not. This seems
it will
like
get stuck in your teeth.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm
you will
confused.
Need a toothpick.
You're not allowed to mouthwash or drink water or brush your teeth for
you can't taste or smell it. That's this as big as the dump that was in the hospital that one time for that person.
Yeah, in the bedpan.
Yeah, bingo.
See, if you don't look at the last 6 inches of it, my answer would lean more to yes, but
the droop?
The part falling off at the end makes it undesirable to me.
That part? Just that part? Okay, zoom in. Zoom in so you're cutting off the
butthole.
There you go. All right, so would you eat that baby Ruth right there?
Holy
You
fuck.
Mean that giant,
dude,
that giant
what
Tootsie
the
Roll?
Fuck,
AB?
Holy fuck.
That is
AB's dog.
Here, for all we know, it's because they sell Tootsie Rolls that big, okay?
Yeah.
This snake swallowed one hole and it just didn't even do anything. It just came straight out.
Oh, there you go.
All right, Mitt, in that case, what are we talking?
Also, is this a poisonous snake? Is there poison in the poop?
No poison in the poop.
Okay.
Or the glands.
I mean, I'm not.
Yeah,
doing
no
it.
Venom glands.
I'm not
in the butt.
Doing it.
Bruce,
is the used condom on the end of the poop? What do you
yeah.
mean?
Yeah, this is a Bruce question.
No.
Yeah, time.
Bruce, condom you're, comes out. You're strapped for cash.
Yeah.
How much? And
oh,
and
God,
see,
dude.
Told you that part looks
that
way worse.
So gross.
Let's not go crazy here.
That
you don't,
is
have,
so
you don't have to
gross.
Eat the whole thing. You just have to eat half of it.
I'm gonna fucking puke.
How much? How much we talking here?
I mean, we don't know.
Let's talk turkey. How much we talking?
We don't know what this thing's been eating.
No, no, we said it's big game.
Yeah.
Big game?
It's a big gamey.
It's a big gamey?
Yeah. So let's say it ate a deer. So you're basically, you got like deer jerky.
Oh, shut the.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
I mean, if you gave me, let's call it maybe 3.5, no tax. I'd probably eat the shit. 3,500? No, $3.5 million.
I was going to go to Indy Zoo tomorrow and just fuck you.
I need your biggest
like a nice
poop
like
today,
a nice house. Like a, you know.
Excuse me, sir. This is, might be a weird inquiry, but we have a man who will eat your largest snake's poop for $3,500 today.
They were throwing $3,500 too, I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure.
No, they probably make Sarah roll out of it.
That's
one of our workers
though.
Eats it fucking every night.
I'd eat
some homeless guy
for
beat
fun.
You to it.
He loves it. I don't know why.
He did it for free.
Lives by the butterfly rolls. Garden. Go check it out. He's right. Eating it right now.
All right.
Next.
I can't believe you guys wouldn't eat that poop for $200K. Yeah. Jeez Louise. John Wayne Bobbitt lost all his toes due to a Camp Lejeune contaminated water incident 30 years after his wife, Lorena, infamously cut off his penis.
Okay, so that's why John Wayne Bobbitt is a man who is known.
Yes, because his wife cut off his
public
penis.
Public figure.
Also, everyone knows
water?
This guy.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, this guy is just, he's been just fucked up from the waist down.
What the
it's terrible.
At what point do you just say, like, I'm going wheelchair and just cut off my legs, like,
yeah.
Why do I even have these things?
How the fuck do you lose your toes from contaminated water?
Dude it's like that, like the brain eating amoeba or whatever that was going around. Like
flesh eating,
like,
whatever.
Gum. We can't begin to imagine why this guy does what he does. He doesn't have he hasn't had a penis for 30 years, brother.
Yeah, exactly.
The places he's going to, there's contamination everywhere because what's he got to lose? Yeah, I'll go to a fucking nuclear wasteland and walk around.
And take a dip.
Yeah, sure. What's the worst that can happen? Lose my dick?
Oh, wait.
I already did.
Yeah, she snipped it off with, like, garden shears or something.
Being out of a fucking spider hole, brother. Yeah. You think I care about my toes?
I will say, John Wayne's fucking pajama pants look very comfortable.
Comfy.
Yeah.
I also have those socks.
Do you?
Yeah, I have
on the left or the right?
Both.
I have
a pair. Well, the funny enough, on the left, that is the leg of his sock on his arm. I think he wanted to keep it.
Yep.
And then obviously on the right, you see his right sock.
When you get your penis cut off, do you pee out of Walter Goggins' nose?
In Fallout?
Oh,
basically.
It.
Okay.
Dude, he was like Marine. He was Marine there. It's a training facility in the 1980s.
Yeah,
so
Lejeune?
It's just a slow,
ooh, raw, brother.
A slow burn, toxic polyneuropathy.
Just feels like a lawsuit coming.
It does.
I'm sure.
Wait,
it's
so it
ongoing.
Happened 30 years
again,
after?
Yeah.
He doesn't want money. He's not a material man.
No,
he doesn't have the same.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
He could look into doing like what that one guy did we talked about a while ago and like just grow a dick on his elbow or something and then they put it on.
Yeah, can you like buy a penis?
What are
you
guys doing?
Lorena was acquitted.
You can definitely buy it.
Insanity plea.
Yeah, I don't think you sanely cut someone's penis.
Oh, his penis was successfully surgically reattached.
Oh, nice.
Oh, good shit.
That changes everything.
Oh.
Who needs those toes, brother?
I take back everything I say. What is this guy doing with these toes?
But that stinks. He lost his toes, though.
Yeah. Sweet pants.
She grabbed an 8-inch Ginsu carving knife.
All right, next. Next. Good luck, John Wayne.
Go back to the poop if we're talking. Yeah. Oh, wait.
Yeah, here we go, folks. Strap
here
in.
Oh, shit.
A Chris Farley biopic is in the works, and he's going to be played by none other than fucking Paul Walter Hauser.
WH, baby.
Boom. Yep.
He is attached to star. I don't.
Josh Gad's directing it?
He is. I don't know. This will be very this will be very interesting to see.
He's got the chops.
Duh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People at the wedding were doubting that PWH had the chops for this.
Goodbye, brother.
He can do.
Safe travels, brother.
Goodbye, D-Butch.
Anything. All right, D-Butt. Good luck, D-Butt.
He can do anything. I just think this will be kind of weird.
Yeah.
Fair.
I do, too.
It is weird.
But like, who else? No one else?
Yeah,
who
else? Yeah, you'd have to AI him and just do it like CGI.
I
Farley.
Believe Crystal or has brothers too, right?
If he does,
if it was like the Notorious situation, where like you do just hold a massive, isn't that what they did to find the guy who played Biggie?
Just like a huge like open search,
bingo, and you just look for someone. Like, dude, I heard. Looks like him. I heard this weekend about that kid from the Giamatti movie. The newest Giamatti movie.
Oh yeah,
that kid was just a high school drama club kid. And
he
was. They
That's
were
what
looking
happened
for
with,
an actor.
Yeah, Sell the know. Tank. Nope. My captain. I'm the captain now.
Dead Poets Society.
No. Fucking Captain Phillips.
Yes.
Yeah. Same thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But still,
they do that a lot. Actually, West Side Story, the Spielberg movie, they did the same thing. They had like 5,000 auditions for
Big
it.
Big Mike.
And, yeah. Obviously,
Big
Harry
Mike.
Potter.
Big Mike.
Like that does work sometimes, but. I mean, I love PWH so. Yeah,
me too. I'm all in. I mean, I'm you know, I'll give it a.
You know what sucks? Is this going to be like a really depressing movie?
Yeah.
No. Is his life just fucking.
I think the end was, yeah, pretty.
I just hope they do it like know how they did Rocket Man?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, that's a super depressing story, but the way they did it was sweet because, like, he's telling the story.
Mm-hmm.
But they do it like that, but I don't know. It will be depressing.
So you definitely got potential.
It does have potential.
I'll definitely
anything
watch
with
it.
PWH has potential.
I watched the first 20 minutes of One Love with Bob Marley.
Oh,
how was it?
It was good.
Okay.
I mean,
I asked our Uber driver in Philly, mm-hmm. Jamaican man, about that movie.
Yeah, and?
Did fucking weepy, he jamming with you.
Did not like it.
Oh,
really?
Okay.
Jamming.
That's good to know, brother.
Was that our Uber driver from Saturday night?
Yes.
That guy has bigger concerns than One Love, I think. Next! Okay. Oh, here we go. We got Gladiator 2 details. It is set 20 years after the first film.
I like that.
Paul Mescal plays a nobleman who has renounced his privilege and is inspired by Maximus. Oh,
yeah. And of course, Paul Mescal is known for...
He's been in a couple things, but I'd never heard of him before.
Okay, me neither.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think that... The big thing is, fucking Denzel and Pedro Pascal.
Yes.
Also both in this. Yeah. It has man-eating monkeys, a charging rhino, and sharks, which is kind of... awesome. What kind of movie are we doing here, though? I mean, it's not... That ain't Gladiator.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Do you remember any of that from the first one?
No, but like...
Lions.
I could just imagine the man-eating monkeys coming into the pit.
Yeah, you know? No thanks.
And
give me the tigers
and there
or
was
the lions.
Yeah,
oh, bears.
Bears,
a bear
if you
would be sweet.
Well, if you look
lions
back in
and
history,
tigers and bears.
If you read the history, yeah, they had that stuff.
Fuck is this guy?
This guy's been nothing.
All right, which again, to our point, isn't a bad thing.
No,
part is basically everything I read was, oh, this is they're just making Gladiator, but 20 years later.
Yeah, pretty
like,
much.
Well, all those things are the same.
I do like Pedro Pascal playing a Roman general forced to become a gladiator after he wanted to stop sending men to war, because when I first saw this, I assumed, like,
that's
okay, he's gonna be the bad guy, but he's not.
He is the prince.
Yep.
What was promised?
So is this Pedro's brother, but he just did the actor thing where you just change your letter and your name?
I can't go as Pascal. That's my brother's
Paul
name.
Paul Mescal.
Yeah, it does feel that way.
So his name is really Maul.
I mean,
never mind. They face off in the arena.
Holy yeah, he's probably the young emperor. Oh, yeah, there it is.
Joseph Quinn is the young emperor.
Oh, wait. Nobleman who, renounces his... And is inspired.
Oh, and Denzel is a shadowy operator.
Oh, they forced them.
Yeah.
They forced them to face off
exactly.
in the
Denzel's
arena.
Denzel's the protagonist.
Joseph
Sorry,
Quinn
antagonist.
Is, what's his name? Eddie from the last season of Stranger Things.
Oh, love Eddie.
The fucking guitar
yes,
man
yeah.
who plays.
Yeah.
Steve.
No.
No spoilers, but he's a hero in the end.
Correct.
He's also a big year for him. He is also the main character in A Quiet Place Day One.
I believe so.
It's him and Lupita.
Yes.
Holy shit. Mike Lupica?
Yeah. Well, the famed sports reporter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is Joseph Quinn the guy from Stranger Things?
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, were you?
So I was looking at Pedro Pascal before that.
What?
Yeah, we were talking about.
Stop. Wait.
Who's Matt Lucas, by the way?
He is.
He's my Semi Dune.
Yeah.
he was Rebel Wilson's brother in Bridesmaids. Yeah.
Can we click on Connie Nielsen?
You know Connie.
Yeah, she's in the first one.
Lucia.
I mean, never a bad time to refresh.
Never a bad time to check out what else Connie's been in.
If I remember correctly.
What's Connie's latest work?
Bouchette.
Ass on that thing.
What's her latest work, there, Z?
Wonder Woman.
Looks like Zack Snyder's Justice League.
Oh, she's in FBI show.
Huh?
She's in that FBI show.
Ocean Deep.
Yeah, it's called FBI show, right?
It's literally called FBI. You never seen that one?
Oh, she's in Bird's Eye.
Yep. Obviously, she's gonna be in Nobody too.
That's awesome. So she must be Odenkirk's wife.
Yep. Mr. Nobody.
Yeah.
That movie was Nobody too is something else. Mr. Nobody though was fucking awesome. That movie is great.
I need to watch it still.
Oh, it's incredible. It's incredible.
Wait, we watch it in Tampa?
I think we did.
Which one's Mr. Nobody?
It's basically John Wick, but it's Bob Odenkirk.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we watched it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sick.
We streamed it off a phone too.
All right, so Gladiator 2. Yeah,
good times. Shout out Gladiator 2.
Yeah, it turns out the Golden Bachelor actually might be a piece of shit. Gary Turner and Teresa Nist are divorcing after just 3 months of marriage. They got
sad.
They got married on. So I watched a couple episodes of this. I'll tell you what, I got a fucking tickle in my throat.
Yeah, here.
Would you like some water, brother?
Oh, no, brother.
Jesus. Jesus, Nicky.
It's a shame when love doesn't work out on these shows. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, and I got a cramp.
Oh, that's slap the worst
it.
Cramp.
It's a shame.
I got a hammy cramp.
Stretch it out.
Tough.
Yeah. I thought this is what shows aim for.
No. This one, Golden Bachelor, this was old people looking for true love.
Yeah, this was, let's really do this.
So, if they're old, though, they're looking for true love and they've already been married.
So, yeah, his wife died unexpectedly, yeah. And I can't remember the other lady either just divorced or something like that. But it came out, like, shortly after this was over that, like, he had another girlfriend that, like, moved into his house before the start of, like, the show and everything. And
that's the Golden Bachelor.
He was saying on the show that he hadn't dated since his wife died and all this kind of stuff. And yeah. They basically found out that, like, he did have, like, this other girlfriend. She lived with him, and he basically kicked her out and, like, was kind of a piece of shit about it, et cetera, et cetera. She's from New Jersey. He lives in, like...
Indiana?
Yeah, like, up near South Bend or something like that, and, like, lives on a lake. And... he basically was just like, isn't going to move from his house. And she was like, okay, well, like my entire family, like my kids and shit live in New Jersey. Like, I don't want to just move on to some fucking lake.
They didn't
talk
about
that
on the show.
They did. And like made it sound like they were like, they looked at houses in like South Carolina and like a couple other places. And I think he eventually was just like, no, I'm not moving. This is my dream house. So if you want to live here, then yeah, you can. If not, fucking hit the bricks, lady. So they got married on ABC 3 months ago, and yes, they are already getting divorced. And they had, like, it was just on TV the other day. They're, like, holding hands, saying how they still love each other. They're still best friends. It's just they came to the conclusion, like, this is what's for the best.
Teresa actually said, it turns out, even at the age of 70, you don't know everything.
Yeah. She also posted on her Instagram, don't cry because it's over, smile because it happened.
That's the line.
That is a great line.
Dr. Seuss.
So hopefully they can.
People suck.
Well, actually, you know, yeah. Who cares?
Jeez,
on to the next season, I suppose.
Gary Turner, yeah. Dog.
They
go back to the normal Bachelor. Damn it!
They already did. They already did a full season of the normal Bachelor.
Go back to Golden Bachelor. Damn it!
They had some of the Goldens come give them advice before honeymoon suites.
Oh, nice.
Hey,
nice.
We're 70 and we're not married. Too.
Yeah, just what I'm looking for.
this comes from BBC News of Essex. And
whiz.com.
Harwich factory is to make jet fuel out of faces in a world first. I believe faces is just the goofy ass way for the British to spell feces, which is poop.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's genius, though, if it works.
Yeah, especially, but
is it going to smell like
feels
poo?
Like Whiz Air is the.
Well, that's thank you.
They're the ones to do it.
Boy, do I have a snake for this company.
If you're flying whizair.com. Boy, you better be packing a parachute.
Looks like the soul plane, dude.
Yeah, you can't just be getting on this thing. Like, yeah, we're definitely going to get
there. This is one of those cartoon planes that get up in the air and they bend in all weird different directions.
I mean, can you imagine? Like,
you ever seen Minions?
Yeah.
Exactly. That's how they fly.
Every day of my life, brother.
Can you imagine flying from, like, London to, like, let's just say, like, Madrid or something like that, and, like, midway in the air, they're like,
we need more.
All right, we're going to need everyone in the plane to go take a shit immediately. We are running low on fuel. We're going to need to turn your faces into jet fuel right now. So go poop. I mean, this is just ridiculous.
There's also a gas leak in the plane. If it starts to reek of stinky, stinky shit, that's just a few.
Some good cheap prices, though.
If you're flying,
they pay you to fly on Lizair, brother.
They got a Euros bundle deal where you get a
But from Milan to Budapest is $6,000. So
are you kidding me? Is that did I see that right? From London to Tel Aviv is 36 euro.
Yeah,
no fucking way.
That's less than 1 month of YouTube TV.
It's not even $100, brother.
Well, all right. So good luck if you're flying Wizz Air is basically the
Don't do it.
Careers, you could probably just be a pooper for it.
Yeah, you could. You probably make decent money.
It's I got those long.
It's the world's safest low cost airlines for 2024.
Wow. Does anyone else imagine like a steam engine?
It says right here.
Where there's just a bunch of people just like putting
shoveling shit
into like a fire. Yeah.
Like a train.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be so sick. Kind of has to happen at some point in the process.
Yeah, I wonder what their conversion rate is to, like, pounds of poop to, like, gallons of fuel. Like, how many
That's a good question.
Actually, like, how many pounds of shit equals 1 gallon of fuel?
That's a good question. Well, I'm going to say
2 pounds.
I'm on their website. I'm gonna
figure it out. Yeah.
Google.
Figure it out. Let's skip, and we'll come back.
We'll circle
next.
Yeah. Put a pin in it.
The U.S. Navy and Coast Guard found and rescued 3 men Tuesday from a tiny atoll in the South Pacific near Guam, thanks in part to the mariners spelling out help on the beach using palm leaves.
I didn't know this worked.
I also don't know why this is in here.
Yeah. Yeah. This is more of a PSA. If you do get lost on a deserted island,
spell out help.
I think that's step one, fire step two, shelter step three.
Who are the how'd the 3 men get there?
They, I read it.
I never saw this in the folder.
3 men who went on a fishing trip.
You slide this in
here. They were supposed to get back like a week ago. They didn't come back. So their granddaughter or something was like, hey, they're missing. So they sent out a plane and found them on this island.
Damn.
Why do the pictures look like they were taken in 1930?
Yeah, like I thought they fought in Guam.
No.
Yeah, it does kind of feel
that
way.
They helped liberate Guam.
No. They've been living in Guam for 600 years.
Just a PSA. Yo.
Okay. Well, yeah, good to know. I mean, I probably wouldn't have thought of that.
Sure.
I seriously wouldn't have.
No way.
Next.
Jose.
This is awesome. Some guy tried to make Grandpa Joe in WWE 2K23 with the lowest attributes possible. So he can just kick his ass.
I can't wait to download this.
A lot of people were saying, hey, need video. Need to see video.
I was going to say, why wasn't there video?
And
did this guy actually do it, or did he just fucking make it up?
See this guy's account?
No, it's pretty sweet. Grandpa Joe hate.
Guy just hates Grandpa Joe.
Just hates fucking.
This might be fucking Jim Rome's burner.
Clone.
Yeah,
I can see Romy hammering 2K.
Me too. Yes. Me too. All right, well, we'll keep an eye on this one as well. Yeah. Next.
If you find video, too, send it.
Yep.
We don't need this one.
Yeah, I don't.
Stupid.
Yeah, I don't want to. Oh, yeah, Mitt.
Yeah. Let's go to our rap correspondent again.
Yep. And go ahead and let this thing eat. And Mitt, I want you to kind of just give us a rundown of what's happening here. This is Lil Mabu, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Mitt?
Mabu.
Is Mitt still back there?
It looks like Lil Mabu. Sorry, I was asking.
It is.
His mic is just like this. No, my mic was muted. I was asking Z a question.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Boy.
What are you asking me?
Can we play the video?
We definitely can't play this audio.
Okay, so
let's do it now. Audio now.
Oh, I knew that was going to happen.
I hear the audio.
Look at his face. What a jackass. Stop.
Fuck.
Yeah,
what's the song?
I wanted him to shoot his. I honestly wanted
it
to
came
shoot
so close. Pretty
so
close,
bad.
Yeah.
Careful.
So that would have been so
a lot of people saying that this was faked by Little Mabu.
You know what?
Which the whole time I thought is genius because I almost looked
I
up the song.
I also thought it was on purpose. I think the gun and bullet and stuff is real.
Yes, agreed. All of it is real aside from him. Like, not knowing it was going to happen. I thought it was great promo for the song. I would have looked up the song if I didn't think Lil Mabu was a huge asshole.
So where's that ricochet is my other question. Like, it does it just hit the ground?
Oh, it hit the old toe boot.
That thing's seven feet deep, bro.
I see it hit the ground. That does... I would say it's a blank, but you see it hit the ground.
Right here, right?
But it doesn't ricochet, like...
Yeah, that's a good...
Like, I would expect that to go flying.
Not a bunch of a ricochet off of dirt.
Gotcha.
I mean,
I don't know shit. About
I guess
fuck.
If you shoot
it
the ground,
gone, well, it would have gone off camera. So, like, look at where he's pointing. It would have gone off camera.
Yeah, if you do.
I mean, if you're doing a video
theorem.
Shoot, can we not
clear some of the trash and debris off down on the ground there.
Yeah. Also, like, are Kias with no tints in right
now?
Well,
Kia is a vastly superior machine.
Also, yeah, that's true.
He's fucking like in college and then going to these video shows.
Well, no, but we learned like that from Ricky Bobby. No, sorry.
Oh yeah,
and you throwing them baseballs around my parking lot didn't help either.
Yeah, what? Yeah. Ashley
Schaefer for BMW. He had to sell the BMW and got a Kia, which is a vastly
This did get community noted.
Not real.
The fired gun is either edited or a blank round was fired.
Yeah, okay, it does look like
that. Boom.
Yeah, a blank does just fit this guy's entire mantra.
What are you talking about? This is your guy.
No,
you
this is Bruce's guy, actually.
Whoa!
This is Ben Record. This has been on this show.
This is Ben Record.
it has been Record.
This has been on the record bitch. For this show. I have never claimed this idiot. I do think that he is probably the biggest problem in the rap industry today. This is a horrible example for young kids that are growing up
in
like actual just like normal lives. This dude just lived a normal fucking life, and he's acting like
more than a normal life. He's like actually very wealthy, I think.
Yeah, see, like this
comes from a wealthy family.
This is just such a bad example for people and just so stupid.
Well, in English, Little Mabu translates to came from a wealthy family.
Yeah, it does. No, I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I am fascinated by the Little Mabu, and I will continue to fall down the Little Mabu rabbit hole every chance that I get.
Okay, sweet. Okay. Next.
Fuck yeah. I love this video. Yeah. Oh, this is early.
Yeah, this is a good one.
Early running for favorite video of the year.
Bad motherfucker, right now.
I know. I bet. I have Windows too.
Yeah. What's your name?
Vitaly.
All right, Vitaly.
Vitaly's a sweet name.
You owe me $681 bucks.
Shut up, old man.
I'm goddamn madder than shit. You can't hit this goddamn thing 200 yards wide, and you're getting houses.
Slice. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're sorry? I'm out of window.
Go to the next fucking hole.
Go to the next hole.
I haven't hit yet.
Yeah, I haven't
hit it.
Okay.
Walks over like, I see that camera, bitch. Hold on.
I mean, I don't know.
This is like a new wave of like, it's like your fault if you hit the house. Also, it's like, you live here.
Every golf video I see is just trying to live up to our fucking legendary friend. Yeah, you gotta make
Y'all see heaven?
But Bruce, it is 100% your fault if you hit the house.
But like, I don't know. A lot of these courses, people are living the fucking thing.
No, if you hit the house, I agree.
Who put that house there?
Yeah, your fault, but... But you're not, hey, when you go
golfing.
Don't
be shocked when your house gets hit.
Yeah. I mean, you live on a golf course.
Yeah.
Like, this is part of the risk you take to be able to live on a golf course. I'm not giving you money for breaking a window, bro.
And most of the like associations probably have like some liability thing for the homeowners, but there are courses where there are like signs, hey, if you hit a house, it's your responsibility to pay for any damage.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then if there's a sign, you got to do it.
Yeah, and if there's a sign, then guess what? Maybe don't take your 3-wood out and get your fucking 7-iron and hit that something straight.
And then hook that into the house on the other side.
Boom.
Maybe.
I think one time, I think we all went golfing and I accidentally went through a above ground pool. And
with a cart or the golf ball?
The golf ball, and I think it flooded.
That's not your fault. Nope. You got a fucking above ground pool, then you did him a favor.
Put it in the dirt.
Fact, Jack.
Next.
Don't do it.
What is it?
That's so stupid. I don't even know how it made it in here.
Okay. All right. Next. What is it? Is that like a
mini potato?
Bug?
It's a bug trap.
That's a fake bug.
No shit.
Let me at him.
Just beats the bug.
That's pretty sweet.
Why were we gonna skip it?
What was that about?
That was awesome.
Part of the gimmick, Bruce.
Yeah. Man. I'd love to watch one of those live.
me too.
Next. That's sweet.
Get him.
This happened last night in Austin, Texas.
No!
Aquarium on
Texas. This is awesome.
Watch his phone.
Phone is gone. There.
Boom!
Oh, good kick.
Wow.
Yeah, that thing's in fucking...
Timbuktu.
Yeah.
Yep. You're never getting that
orbit.
Yeah. Same deal.
Someone should actually make one of those memes where it like goes to outer space and starts dancing around, you know?
You should do that.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Get on that, Bruce. Maybe do that tonight. Next.
Form on that kick was sweet.
Yeah, that, I mean, that, that guy's a weapon.
He trains. He trains. He's not just living in Austin.
Of course. Oh, of course.
No. Oh, no. Surely.
Surely that is the end of the FOD. I feel like there were a couple things that we were trying to, you know, tie bows on, but we'll probably get around to those next week. We will have a final number in terms of what it will take for Bruce and Mitt to eat that snake poop.
We'll reach an agreement.
We will.
Think about it.
Yeah, we will, Mitt.
Sleep on it. Tonight.
Sleep on it. Think about it. Yep. Bingo. Thank you, Zeet. Thank you for watching the show. We appreciate you guys. I think we'll have a full barn next week, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Next week's the NFL draft. Should be a lot of fun. So we'll see you guys later. Have a good weekend. Be safe.